Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Tonight is a total lunar eclipse, and Capetonians are in a fabulous spot on planet Earth to get a spectacular view. The Earth's shadow will begin to creep across the face of the full moon at 7:15 tonight, and it will have completely covered it by 9:30. Totality will last for a stupendous 103 minutes, making it the longest lunar eclipse of the century, so you're going to have to be around for a long time to see one as good as this. And the place to watch it is anywhere you can see the moon, but if you want to join the Astronomy Society and look at the moon through telescopes, come along to the waterfront where we'll be somewhere between the food places and the big wheel. It won't cost you anything, and if you would like to take a look at what to expect, the website timeanddate.com has full details of this eclipse. Lunar eclipses are slightly unpredictable. Of course, there's the weather to contend with, but also the colour of the moon can really vary depending on how much atmosphere you're looking through. The moon normally only looks bright because it reflects sunlight, and sometimes a bit of light reflected back from the Earth's surface. But during an eclipse, the only light reflected from the lunar surface has been refracted by Earth's atmosphere. In other words, it's crept around the edge of the Earth and through the thin atmosphere. This light appears reddish for the same reason that a sunset or sunrise does, the Rayleigh scattering of bluer light. And due to this reddish colour, a totally eclipsed moon is sometimes called a blood moon. It's great to look at the moon through telescopes, as you can see a lot of the details and see craters within craters. Normally, on a full moon, you need a lunar filter in your eyepiece for a telescope because it's too bright to stare at, but during an eclipse, you can really have a good gawp at the surface of the moon in all its orangey pinkness, or whatever reddish colour it turns out to be. On to other astronomical news. Astronomers have found compelling evidence that there is a huge reservoir of liquid water buried about a mile under the ice near the South Pole on Mars. Radar measurements taken from the European Space Agency's Mars Express orbiter spotted the about 20 kilometres or so wide stretch of water at the base of a thick slab of polar ice in a region known as Planum Australi. It's the first time that researchers have identified a stable body of liquid water on the red planet. The finding raises the likelihood that any microbial life that arose on Mars may continue to live somewhere deep beneath the surface. Any other explanation for the bright reflections the scientists saw in their radar observations was untenable, so the scientists say, and details of the finding are reported in the journal Science. Today, the most obvious signs that Mars was once a wet world are the ancient waterways that sculpted the planet's surface many millions of years ago. In 2015, NASA announced that it had spotted water seeping down slopes and gullies on the planet, but that interpretation was cast into doubt last year when the US Geological Survey researchers argued that the mysterious dark streaks were no more than tumbling grains. For the latest discovery, researchers in Italy analysed 3 years of data gathered by an instrument on board the Mars Express probe. The measurements collected between 2012 and 2015 show that radar waves penetrated the clear ice at the Martian South Pole but reflected strongly off a body of water that lay beneath. So the scientists can't tell how deep the water is, and the radar pulses from the Mars instrument bounced back off the water but don't reach the bottom of the reservoir, so we just really can't tell. And the best scientists can say is that the water is at least a meter or so deep. What they do know is that the water is extremely cold. At the bottom of the ice at the Martian South Pole, the temperature is estimated to be about minus 68 degrees centigrade. Though far below zero, the water is thought to remain liquid because it's under pressure and rich in salts. Well, with more space missions going to Mars in the future, we should find out a lot more about this water on Mars. So back to the total lunar eclipse tonight. The show starts at 7:15 and will reach totality at 9:30, and it will stay totally eclipsed for 103 minutes. Come find the Astronomy Society with our telescopes somewhere near the big wheel or amphitheatre at the waterfront. So this is Ketchel Kirkham hoping for clear skies tonight, for the Blood Moon.